Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Woman and our series on Devahuti's life. In this session, we will discuss Devahuti's unmotivated wifehood keeping Krishna and his instructions in the center. So in the purport to the verse Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 23rd chapter, 8th verse, Srila Prabhupada says that the words Nija Dharma Dohan is very significant. Devahuti, as the wife of Kardama Muni, achieved an invaluable gift from her husband because she was very faithful to him. For a woman, the first principle of religion is to be faithful to her husband. If fortunately the husband is a great personality, then the combination is perfect and the lives of both the wife and the husband are at once fulfilled. In the case of Devahuti, she had formerly been the daughter of a great king and she was now serving her husband Kardama Muni in a forest just like an ordinary woman. And by following the strict vows of a chaste woman and selflessly serving him, she had also become very skinny, and therefore her husband became very compassionate. Devahuti had become reduced in health, and her service was so selfless that she did not demand sense gratification even with her husband. She was simply acting to facilitate Kardama Muni's engagement in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada writes, "It is the duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially in Krishna consciousness." It is said that for 12 years Kardama Muni did not even notice her. This indicates how well she served each and every of his needs, that he did not even have to look out for her. In the case of Devahuti, her husband rewarded her amply. Kardama told her, "My dear Devahuti, I have achieved the grace of the Lord in my discharging of my own religious life of austerity, meditation and Krishna consciousness. I shall offer you all these achievements which are free from lamentation because you are engaged in my service, although you have not yet experienced these things. Now I am giving you transcendental vision to see how nice they are." By her husband's grace, Devahuti was able to feel practical realization simply by serving a great personality. Now one may think that Devahuti kept serving selflessly, but Kardama Muni only reciprocated with her very much later by giving her some transcendental vision and devotional service. So when we think about how did she carry about without her needs of loving attention from the husband or of companionship being fulfilled. After all, relationships are about reciprocation. However, in Devahuti's case, she saw her relationship with her husband as a service to Krishna and she served in that capacity. She did not see what was in it for me. She saw, what does Krishna want me to do in this situation and how best I can serve Krishna? So by doing so and by properly following the process of bhakti, she had come to the point where she knew she was spirit, soul and part and parcel of Krishna. That she knew that any of those needs were not, those artificial needs were not real and that the only real need was service to Krishna. So she was situated at that platform. So even if she did not receive instant reciprocation, she did receive the greatest reciprocation over time. She was awarded with love of God by her husband and he also transferred all his spiritual credits to her and also the transcendental vision to see how nice and beautiful those gifts were. So we also, by our commitment to bhakti and by following our dharma as women in Devahuti's footsteps, can come to that platform. Then we receive the highest reciprocation from Krishna, which fills our hearts. And in that state, we will not act out of our false identification with this material body, but from our real identity of spirit soul, because we will understand that false identity as an obstacle on the path of Krishna consciousness. So just by following our dharma, as ordained by Krishna, and following the process of bhakti very sincerely, we can receive the highest perfection of loving service to Krishna. And that must be our inspiration from Devahuti's story. So love of God is not an ordinary commodity. Krishna prema, Krishna consciousness is the highest gift which can be bestowed on anyone. So by following Devahuti, we can protect ourselves from the various distractions of this material world and the various false emotions that may arise. We will be protected from identifying with those false emotions and it will help us to remove ourselves from the center and keep Krishna in the center. And then love of God will be given to us. We as Bhakti women wish you the very best in your wifehood and your journey in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.